You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Willem.
Well, welcome back again to the show. And then Stephen, of course, and I are great Montrealers. We're loyal, great fans of the city. We absolutely love anything to do with Montreal. And that's why it gives an enormous amount of pleasure to cover one of Montreal's greatest landmarks there is. Stephen, we have a special guest online with us, Joanne Papineau from the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth Hotel.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
A lot of news with the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth, over 50 years as the heart of the new Montreal. In fact, the building of the Queen Elizabeth really symbolized the movement of action north from Old Montreal to the René Lévesque and St. Catherine Street corridors. After filling in that sort of open area downtown that was there for like 20 years and going on for 50 years, you're really truly a landmark.
Yes, yes, we're happy to be a landmark. We were very important in the early 60s as part of all the movement of renovation downtown with Place Ville-Marie being built and the core where the central station is. So, yes, we've been here for since 1958.
Now, the largest hotel in the province of Quebec and winning, continuing over 50 years to win award after award.
Yes, well, we're the largest in Eastern Canada. We're the fourth in Canada. So, yes, we've won. We're very happy to have won recently the Best Business Hotel in Montreal Award from Global Finance Magazine. And last year we won the Tourism Montreal Award. So we keep winning awards, so we're happy. We're trying to keep up with times and improve the hotel. We've renovated in 2003. So we're keeping up with the times.
Now, part of the experience of coming to Montreal is the festivals and the action, and the Queen Elizabeth puts you really in the heart of everything that's happening, the fall being a great time to come to Montreal.
Yes, we, next week, as you know, we have the Molson Indy, so we do have a lot of sports events. We just had the Tennis Masters, and of course we have the Montreal F1 Grand Prix in the summer, which is one of the highlights of the summer, but in the fall there's all kinds of other events, from film events to museum exhibits, and of course the fall foliage. So even in winter we have festivals now, so it's a great city to visit year-round.
And you have one of the other great events coming to Montreal, the annual pilgrimage of one Vic Phillips to Montreal.
Yes, that's also very important.
Oh, it's going to be a marquee event.
Well, Vic himself, he used to work, he's the man who replaced Peter Jennings at the CTV news desk when he left for the United States. So Vic himself, a major player in Canadian media, later on became a successful judge in the federal government, and now he's retired, and he's going to be enjoying his visit to Montreal. He looks forward to coming every time, and Vic keeps telling me that one of his highlights is taking Via Rail to Montreal, because there's no better way. But when you're taking the train, and this is one of the beautiful parts of the Queen Elizabeth Hotel, what better place to stay? You're right there, right in the middle of the action.
Exactly. We're right on top of the train station, and a lot of people really like taking the train, and it's relaxing, and they're right here in the... just under, they go up the stairs or the elevator, and they're right in the heart of downtown, so it's great. You don't have to drive in, bother with traffic, or the airport, or taxis, or anything, so it's a great way to travel.
He'll be in his room within, 5 minutes of getting off the train. They can't beat convenience like that, and so many things are simply within walking distance, such as going to a hockey game or going to shopping malls. No need to even take the metro or the bus unless you wanted to, because everything is within, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and in Montreal, as you know, there's the underground city, which links everything underground. It's, an amazing maze of 20 miles of scrupulously clean passageways, and it links thousands of stores, restaurants, museums, attractions, and we were actually at the beginning of it with Place Ville-Marie, when Place Ville-Marie was linked to the hotel. That was the first passageway that was built, and then now every building being built is added to the underground city. So in summer it's great because it's air conditioned, and in winter it's great because it's heated, so you don't have to bother with a coat in the winter. So you can just go underground and you're linked to everything. So it's very easy. We're near the Bell Center where the Canadians will be coming back, so we're very excited about that.
Now, of course, you can eat right. The Beaver Club is an institution as well, an institution within an institution, because everybody is sort of a who's who in Montreal. I remember Claude Taylor, the former chairman of Air Canada. That was his favorite place. Lawrence Hannigan, the former chairman of the Transit Commission. The Beaver Club was the place, and it's still going strong.
Yes, it has changed, of course, with the times, but we're keeping with the traditions of the Beaver Club, which is the oldest social club in Canada. It was instituted in 1785. Now it's, of course, a restaurant open to the public. There are members, but it's open to everyone, and we have a great chef there, Thierry Villette, who does exceptional dishes, creations with local produce, local products. We have a lot of great local artisans in Quebec and around Montreal that make amazing products, so we're now happy to feature them there.
Now, in addition to the great chef's creations, because a great chef can make a hotel even better, the Queen Elizabeth happens to have, and the Beaver Club specifically, its own recipes, because I'll tell you something, there is no banana bread in the world that I have had that beats the Beaver Club banana bread. And didn't I understand that you're going to give a couple loaves of bread to Vic to bring to the party with us next week?
Oh, with pleasure. You know, we had so many requests from guests asking to bring home the banana bread of the Beaver Club that we had to open a store. So now we have a gourmet store where all the desserts from the Beaver Club
delicious.
And the banana bread and all that are sold.
It's the best I've ever had. I mean, and I've had good banana bread. Beaver Club beats everything.
Well, at first when I joined the hotel, I thought, what could be so good about this banana bread? I make good banana bread, but you're right, it is the best.
I mean, literally, I mean, I've had really, really good banana bread. The Beaver Club is one of the greatest places to dine in Montreal. I mean, the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth, it's a hotel beyond any other hotel just because of where it is and the historical significance. In 1914, when CN Rail dug that tunnel through the Mount Royal to go from downtown to town of Mount Royal, where they built a town especially for the CN executives, at the time, for a good 40 years or so, it was just an open ditch. And then when Central Station was built and then they finally put the platform across for Placeville Marie, they finally closed it in. But to this day, if you step out the front door of the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth, you can still see the seams where the old bridge was that connected, which is now René Lévesque Boulevard, between the two streets, between University and Mansfield.
Exactly. And if you see pictures of that time, it's amazing when it was built. We have guests that sent us pictures from when they first came and the hotel was being built, and we have in the archives, and it's really amazing to see that that space, and now they protected, and it was really well thought of, because when you step out the hotel, like you mentioned, it's all the open space, and you can see the Mont Royal and the cross. It's an amazing view.
Oh, yeah, it was a signature view of Montreal. Placeville Marie, in and of itself, that's the landmark that if you see that in a picture, you know right away Montreal, and the Queen Elizabeth is very much a part of that.
And you can find out more details at www.fairmont.com. 1-800-441-1414 is the telephone number. And, of course, new recreational facilities over the past few years, swimming pool and that. Mr. Vic Phillips will be trying them all out when he's in town and telling you about his experience. It's a very positive experience. I know it will be.
Well, Joanne, thank you for joining us today at the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Anytime we get a chance to feature a Montreal institution such as the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth, we're actually doing this with great pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, and we're happy to have all of you come and visit us.
Well, thanks once again. Steve, we're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds here on the Travel World Radio Show. Following the break, tell us what's coming up, Steve.
Beef and Harbor Club on the shores of Lake Champlain, their 119th season, fourth-generation family operation. Hey, a great relaxing spot in the Green Mountain State.
Thanks for joining us, and we're going to be back following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. And Stephen, it ain't Travel World unless we're talking about Vermont. And
oh,
today,
yes. Vermont is always holds a very special place in our hearts here on Travel World.
And to twist the phrase, and yes, I know it's a silly joke, but I'm going to make it anyway. We're going to have some thoughts from a penny. Steve, we got a special guest online with us today.
Yes, Penny Beach is part of the fourth generation of ownership of the Basin Harbor Club, celebrating its 119th season of fabulous family vacations on the shores of Lake Champlain in Vermont. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Now, tell us a bit more about the Basin Harbor Club for our listeners who may not exactly know about its fabulous amenities and activities or its location.
Well, Basin Harbor is on Lake Champlain. We're 2 hours from Montreal, and it's really a magical property. We're at the end of the road, and there is a great luxury of space here. We are a cottage colony, I guess you would say. We have a small main building with 36 rooms, and then we have 77 cottages, which are scattered about. Everything is within walking distance of everything here. And the cottages are have from 1 to 3 bedrooms, and they have touches like custom millwork. And we think of our cottages by name instead of by number, so you might be staying in Bonaire or Treetop or Edgewater. And people come to Basin Harbor, families have come here for generations. My brother Bob and I are the fourth generation of our family to run and operate Basin Harbor. And we've literally grown up with a lot of these people. So they come back to specific cottages every year. And some people say it's like a summer camp for adults, but there's lots going on. We have golf and tennis. We have boating, biking and kayaking and bird watching. And we have great food, wonderful food.
Oh, yes, the food is excellent.
Never had a bad meal in New England, and Vermont is the king of great meals.
We use you know, fresh and local food wherever possible, grown by people in Vermont.
Mm.
We have a Wine Spectator Award of Excellence for our wine list, so there's always lots of interesting wines to try. We have two restaurants at Basin Harbor, the main dining room, which overlooks Lake Champlain, and we serve breakfast and dinner there. And we also have a casual restaurant called the Red Mill, which is near the airstrip. We have a 3,200-foot grass airstrip, and a lot of people will fly in from the area for lunch or dinner at the Red Mill, or some people will come for the weekend by plane. So you can really get to Basin Harbor by land, sea, or air.
Every way you can.
And you forgot rickshaw and bicycle. But
that's right.
Now, this is what, just south of Burlington, isn't it?
That's right, right. We're 30 miles south of Burlington.
It is near a place called Vergennes, right?
Correct, outside of Vergennes.
Now that,
we're next door to the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum also.
Now that's interesting. Well, all these museums and places. Now, one thing we love here on Travel World are family businesses, and a fourth-generation family business stands the test of time. It's got to be one of the nicest things I could possibly imagine. Now, Steve, when you were there, did you stay in one of the cabins, or did you stay in the main building?
Well, the first time I was at Basin Harbor Club, which was 1998, I stayed in a room in the main building.
Okay.
Now, this past stay, I stayed in one room in a sort of a satellite building, which was a large hotel-style room with a balcony, and then moved over on the second night to a one-bedroom cottage with a screened-in porch, had a fireplace, fridge, coffee maker, very large and spacious, two double beds, could have accommodated easily for 4 to 6 people.
So it's more like a one-floor kind of a little cabin, right? Or is it bigger, like a house?
I would say, I mean, there are people who have this as a summertime who could have, the comparable size building would be a full-size summer cottage.
That's right. They're like little summer cottages, absolutely.
Now, do you have people to do long-term stays for the summer, or is it mainly weekends? What's the main kind of...
Most of the people in July and August come for about 7 days. And in the spring and the fall, we're open from mid-May until mid-October. And so in the spring and the fall, people come for a shorter time, basically. We have great packages for the fall, too, by the way. So if anybody's looking for a fall getaway, they could go to our website, which is www.basinharbor.com, and see all about the wonderful offerings that we have for the fall.
One of the really relaxing things about the Basin Harbor Club is that sitting in one of your specially designed Adirondack-style chairs and taking in the view, taking in the flowers, watching the people having a good time, and, of course, people bring they're dogs to Beef and Herbert.
Absolutely.
You're very dog friendly.
We are dog friendly, and we've had a national specialty show for Scottish Deerhounds, which, if you're aware of that breed of dog, they're pretty large. We had 259 of them here once.
Oh, my.
I mean, they all came with people. It was great.
I always said this place is going to the dogs, Steve.
Really?
Another easy joke. But, it's really interesting that you have a place or a resort that is dog-friendly, because there's not a lot of them, and it's starting to grow in popularity as people want to bring the entire family down to a particular place.
Absolutely, and every Sunday morning I go on a dog walk with my dog Piccolo, who's here in the office with me.
Piccolo.
Unfortunately, she hasn't barked at anybody. But people have always brought dogs here, even from the very early time. So, dogs and kids.
Well, that's one thing. Now, Steve, you told me that you sat on the beach or
in the water,
up your neck in water.
Sandy Beach in the harbor, Basin Harbor, which is an historical site, actually, because it was a site of, in the War of 1812, of a shipyard, and there's a small plaque noting where that location was. But I love going to a lake and going in up to, sitting on the bottom, nice sandy bottom, up to my neck. The water was warm in August, 73, 75 degrees. There are paddle boats and canoes and any type of water vehicle that somebody might like, including many children were going out to the trampoline and water slide.
No, water slide. That sounds like that's probably Piccolo, isn't it?
Yes. that was Piccolo.
She wanted to join the show.
She did, yes. She's feeling very neglected.
Giving a big Beef and Herbert welcome to all the listeners. But the kids really love that trampoline and slide that's out there.
They surely do. I'm really sorry about the dog.
No, that adds to the ambiance.
Yes, it certainly does, because we know for sure that it's a family place. It's a home. I mean, this is what homes are.
That's right.
And if you come down to a place, you're going to feel at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We people say when they come to Basin Harbor, they feel like they're coming home, and we can't think of any compliment that we would prefer to have more than that.
The people are also friendly. The staff, it's a multinational staff speaking many languages. They wear on their name tags that they're from Poland or Mexico or Czechoslovakia or where have you.
That's
so
right.
You can talk to them about their hometown. The doorman was from Jamaica. When I said Irie to him, boy, did his face lit up. You know?
Yes. It really adds a lot. We have a staff of about 350 people in the summer, and they come from really all over the world. And then we have 30 people that work here year-round who, when we close, we start getting ready for the following season. So there's always somebody here. We're always busy.
So tell us about some of your fall packages now.
Well, we have packages for golf. We have packages for pampering and relaxation. We have packages where if you come and stay a certain number of nights, we'll give you a resort gift certificate to use for food or amenities or things like that. And so if you go to our website, those are all there. It's www.basinharbor.com.
Now, let me ask you another question. Can you have all your meals at the Basin Harbor? Can you go to this place and just park yourself, not use the car, and just stay there for a nice relaxing weekend?
Absolutely. In July and August, our rates are full American plan only, which means that all three meals a day are included. And during the spring and the fall, we offer a variety of meal plans. So you can some people come here for foliage touring, let's say, and they sort of make day trips out and come back here at night. So it's we're really ideally suited for that, because you can go into the Green Mountains or you can go into the Adirondacks from here and make a nice day trip out of it.
Now, that is kind of neat. Now, exactly where you are, can you actually scoot underneath the actual lake part of Lake Champlain and scoot over to around Lake George area? Are you close enough for that?
We are. The Lake Champlain Bridge is just 15 miles south of us.
Ah, okay.
And you can also take the ferry at Essex, from Essex, New York, to Charlotte, Vermont. And then there's the Ticonderoga ferry also. So there are lots of easy ways to get across the lake.
Now, I'm getting carried away here. We're running out of time. We want to have you back sometime. So listen, stay tuned. The Basin Harbor Club in Vermont, www.basinharbor.com. And Penny, thanks for joining us. Stephen, we're going to be taking a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. And of course, on the line with us right now, committing the cardinal sin of radio, calling in on a cell phone, is one of our friends of the show, James Careless.
Hi there, Willem. Well, you got to live dangerously. you have to be able to find me to punish me for this cardinal sin anyway.
Well, actually, Stephen has a friend who can do that. But that's another kind of show.
That's another kind of show, yeah.
This is Travel World, so of course, you know, the rules don't matter too much. We've done all kinds of crazy things, like broadcasting from a moving train. So if we can do that, we can take your call from a campground. Tell us where you are right now.
I'm right now south of Ottawa, Canada, about half an hour in a provincial campground on the Rideau River. My wife and brother-in-law are busily moving around the camping table inside a new bug shelter we've got because it is a rainy day.
Oh.
But no, it's only slightly rainy. It's still these provincial campgrounds. I mean, I'm surrounded by trees that are at least 50 to 100 feet tall. It's beautiful. It's fragrant. It's very quiet. It's a wonderful place to be set up. And this is, I've gotten into camping ever since I went down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina a few weeks ago. And that's why I'm out here now.
Now, this is what I'd like to know a little bit about. See, first of all, camping is near and dear to my heart because, you know, after having done Travel World for 8 years, staying in, well, and traveling with Stephen now for going on 20 years, staying in five-star properties and stuff, I'd still say that the number one best fun I've ever had was when I went camping with my family back in the late 70s at Macomb State Park in New York.
Yeah, there's something about being outside, and they have a lot of really nice parks out here in Ontario where you can camp quite cheaply. And, I mean, to have the wood fire and the fresh air and the water nearby is just great. Though I must admit, I do like a fair amount of luxury when I camp, and when I was down the Outer Banks, in fact, we didn't have the tent we had now. We had a tent trailer, an air-conditioned tent trailer with a microwave, gas stove, bathroom, and shower.
Sounds very luxurious. Hope you remembered to bring along your official Joe Carbo bug killer.
Yes, I did.
The Joe Carbo bug killer. And you mean like fly cake and then mosquito cake and
no,
all the same thing but different colors?
Guaranteed 100% fly killer.
Oh, you mean the one that plays fly on block of wood hit with hammer?
Yes, guaranteed to kill fly instantly, yes.
I used to have one of those fly guns, you know, that you shoot with the little plastic.
Oh, dish. You remember those? They were little red plastic things with a little spring on them, and they had that cord that was about 4 feet long, so you had to really catch him surprised.
And the problem was then you had to clean the fly guts off.
Well, that's what if it would, because you had that plastic mesh disc at the end, like the fly swatter disc. But, of course, the only thing that would actually hit the fly would be the dead center. You had to get a bullseye for that one to work, because the rest of it would just... And that would just annoy the fly. Now he'd be mad, and he'd call his brothers over to come get you. But, you know, those are the fun things. I mean, I never forget. Good Lord, back 1971, my father would be sitting there, and this is the time I see my father. So he put together an entire shelter, one of these big tents that would sit right at the side of the trailer that we'd use to go to Macomb Park, and we'd have a huge dining shelter right off the trailer. And it was one of these most versatile things. You still can't find stuff with as many features my dad packed into that thing.
No, I believe that. And customization is what interests me. That said, I mean, I was using a Jayco Select trailer, which is one of their top-of-the-line pop-ups.
Oh, neat.
And these things are incredible. Imagine, if you will, it's about 14 feet by 10 feet with the lid down. When you put up the lid, it's only intended that it has plastic canvas walls with windows. But, I mean, the thing had kitchen counters. It had a queen-size and king-size bed that each, as you know, they slide out, creating little tent cavities. The dinette set with benches and table pushed out, making space on the floor. And then they had a built-in shower, and then, and as I mentioned, the bathroom. But the part that was critical was the air conditioning. Now, we were down on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. For people who don't know that area, this is a long, thin sandbar on the east coast of North America. And before the glaciers melted the last time around, it is, in fact, the old coastline of North America.
Oh.
But when the glaciers melted, the sea level came up 400 feet, but these sand dunes were high enough that they stayed up. Problem is that the campgrounds there, we were at a really nice campground run by Campgrounds of America on Cape Hatteras, doesn't have any trees because it's all sand. So when you're out there and it gets really hot, you need air conditioning in order to make it livable. And what we would do is turn on the air conditioning in this pop-up tent trailer at night. It would be freezing cold, but by the time the sun was hitting full blast and it was 45 degrees, 90 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter. As a matter of fact, it got up to 114. My wife's motioning, saying 115. Yes, it got up to 115 degrees. Inside this tent trailer, it was still 70. It was still comfortable.
Oh, nice, nice. Nice air conditioning, of course, is one of the things that I particularly enjoy, and I reserve the right to my luxury. So, yes, I understand very, very fully.
Now, have you been down to the Outer Banks?
I have never been. The only thing I've done in North Carolina, I've gone to Charlotte, I've been to Shelby, so this is all new to me, so you're going to have to paint
Banks,
me a picture.
I haven't been either. I believe Vic Phillips went there a couple of years ago. If you're flying in, it's Wilmington, North Carolina would be the airport you would fly into.
Well, what is nice about the Outer Banks for travelers is this. As you know, most of the beaches, like Virginia Beach, are totally crammed. Miami is totally crammed. But the beaches on the Outer Banks are still pretty empty. And what you need is you need to make sure you either rent or take or buy a 4x4 because you need them to get out because there are no roads. But you deflate the tires a bit and you drive out on the beaches and you may see a few people, but quite often you can find a beach in the height of summer with no one around. And I didn't believe that places like this still existed in North America, but they do. And that's one of the great hooks. The other great hook is this area is right at the point where the North Atlantic comes down and runs into the Gulf Stream. And that happens at a point on the Outer Banks called Cape Hatteras. This area is legendary as the graveyard of the Atlantic because the weather there is so changeable that shipwrecks were common. There's literally about 1,000 wrecks. But what this means is if you go on one side of the banks, the north side, and you find it's too cold, you just drive down 20 minutes and you pick up the Gulf Stream. And so the water there is gads. It's anywhere from 75 to 85 degrees. It's beautiful. And in fact, ironically, it's a big surf capital as well because you get really, really great swells. And one of the things they like to do down there because of the winds is called kite surfing. Now, you ever seen kite surfing?
I've seen it on TV. Yeah, not up live and in person, but
Well, what they do is you get on a surfboard and you strap in your feet and then you get one of these parabolic wing kites, which looks like a semicircle. And literally, it not only pulls you across the water, but if you get enough of a gust, it will pull you up out of the water.
Steve, you got to try that.
I think that's the next time Vic Phillips goes down to the Outer Banks.
Send him up with that. I mean, it's astonishing watching this happen. It's just, you see these kites going everywhere with people just surfing and flying in the air. They also have hang gliding down there. Where we were staying at Cape Hatteras is right by Kitty Hawk, where the first flight was made by the Wright brothers.
Yeah, and of course, that Kitty Hawk was chosen because of the wind, the famous wind in the area. They figured they could actually get their little craft off the ground at that point, and they were right about that. But yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, because of all these little gusts, for sure. I mean, hang gliding is something that I've always wanted to try ever since I was a kid. And I don't know about doing it these days, but the thing is, maybe I'll send Steve up in a hang glider.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they actually have a hang glider school on Kildevil Hills, which is the highest dune on the Outer
Happily
Banks.
Named.
Yeah. Well, it's actually not that bad because really they've got a full school there, and you go through flight school, and they take you up, and literally it's just you go down the hill, and you can... You'll fly maybe 20 feet off the ground at most. If you crash, you're going to hit sand. You're not going to hurt yourself, or not badly. And they've got instructors. So if you want to actually get a start at hang gliding, it's actually a really good place to go. Now, another thing they have there, which is really cool, is they're kite flying. And I'm talking really serious kite flying, where you control the kite with two strings or even four, and you can make it do stunts and loops and all sorts of things. Because of the wind... I mean, you literally just sit the kite on the ground, jerk on your string, and the thing goes straight up like a rocket.
That's got to be something interesting. Yeah, kite flying. Now, if someone ever tells you to go fly one, you tell them thank you for the trip to North Carolina.
Well, they even sell hats that say go fly a kite.
Well, yeah. It's not exactly an original joke, is it?
Yeah, well, it works down there. In fact, it's so popular that the company that custom makes kites, Kitty Hawk Kites, has outlets around this area in the way that McDonald's is scattered around. I mean, every place you go, there's a Kitty Hawk kite store selling these amazing kites.
Now, that's something that's unique because, you know, Steve and I always joke about it because everywhere we go is a lot of the same thing over and over and over again. What's the local equivalent to this, the local equivalent to that?
And in Western North Carolina, it's peaches and fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do love their fireworks. Down on the beach at the KOA campground, every single night, there's fireworks going off.
Now,
that's actually kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. We actually enjoyed the fireworks show when we went to Lake George every year. Now, we're running out of time this particular segment. We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. James, we're going to be picking you up afterwards. You can keep telling us a little bit more about your trip. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network. We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West, Beaconsfield. And if his battery is still going strong, we've got our special guest, James Careless, online with us coming straight from a campground just south of Ottawa. James, welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm still here. Battery's hanging out. Let me just paint you a bit of a picture of where I am right now. As I mentioned before the break, I'm south of Ottawa at a campground run by the Ontario government called Rideau River Campground. Mm. Looking straight in front of me, about 150 feet away, is the Rideau River. They're having a bass fishing competition right now, and guys are out there fishing in boats and fishing off the dock. In front of me, we've got trees all around, truly tall maple trees and pine and spruce. Just gorgeous. And even though there's people camped around me, it's not very crowded. It's about 65 degrees overcast, very slight drizzle coming down, but it's very cool and it's very calm. The crickets are going. And considering how little we paid for our campground, I think about $33, about $25 US, myself, my wife, and my brother-in-law are here. They're fighting the tents and making coffee, and I'm pretending to be working by talking to you on the radio so I don't have to do it.
Oh, yeah. Good excuse.
So they're doing défi de la Chigan for real.
Exactly. Now, one of the things in this trip that I mentioned we did down to North Carolina, the major point for me going camping was I've never liked camping. I mean, my idea of roughing it is a 3-star hotel.
Uh-huh.
So if I was going to do this, I wanted to take along some technology that made it easier. And actually, we found some pretty cool stuff out there. One of my favorites is made by a company named Mountain Equipment Co-op. It's an espresso maker for the campfire.
You got to be kidding me. For the campfire?
Yeah, it's a little stainless steel unit. You just put in the coffee, you put in the water, it has a little tube, sit it on there, and it works.
That's pretty neat.
So, yeah, you can get espresso. You can find them on the web at www.mec.ca if you're looking for them.
NEC.
Yeah, MEC for Mountain Equipment.
MEC. Okay, yes.
MEC,
yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing you spelled it out. Another thing which I love is my Coleman coffee maker. Now, you know your standard coffee maker, the electric one with the drip? Well, this is what they've done. They've designed it, but it fits on a Coleman stove.
Oh, that's cool.
So the heat from the burner comes up, heats the water, and then comes up and comes down, and you can get a decent cup of coffee with no ash, no nonsense.
Yeah. Nope. Now, is there any more useful device, and it's anything else that says camping, more clearly than the old Coleman stove? Is that the same one with the little red fuel tank in front, and you got to pump the damn thing about 40 times just to get something?
Well, you can still get that, but of course, everything's been updated, and the Coleman I've got, which I got from a place that some of your listeners will know, Canadian Tire.
Ah, yes.
This one is blue and black, and has it's like having a gas stove from inside. And, I mean, it's got an electronic start. So, yeah, you can still get the old pump ones, but you don't have to. They also make this amazing fold-up barbecue. It's a two-burner barbecue called the Road Trip. And this thing, it's a fold-down barbecue, but when you fold it up, it comes with removable grills, so you can grill, you can griddle, you can run it like a gas stove. The old Coleman stuff, you can still get it, but these guys have become so sophisticated now, it's just mind-boggling.
Do they use those little mini propane tanks, the little pressurized propane tanks?
Yeah, you can use the pony tanks, but they also make an extender. What it is a pole that you can sit in the ground that has various outlets that you can connect various propane things to using rubber tubing, and then you can connect that to a large propane tank, so you're not in that situation that you're going to run out.
Yeah, because the small ones are handy, though. I mean, but one of those big reusable propane tanks is actually a lot nicer to use. I do know that my own limited experience when it comes to camping using these little stoves, it's always nice when you have the big tank.
Yeah, you never like to run out. Now, one of the things we got from a company, I can't remember the name, but that you can run off a propane tank. Napoleon makes this. It's a gas fireplace, and it's a gas burner with a phony wood fireplace on it, made of ceramic. Now, these things can be tacky, but it's well done, and the beauty of it is it's zero clearance. You can put it on a table, turn it on, and you can roast marshmallows on a table if you want to. We have one in our backyard that we use by the pond.
Okay, so I get the usefulness of that for sure, yeah. Because the thing is, you'd wonder, I mean, you're in the great outdoors, why use fake fire when you got wood?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And we still use wood because wood is just so nice. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Camping has changed so much. Like the KOA campground we stayed at, Of course, because we had the pop-up, we had electrical and water. We also had cable TV, and they even had Wi-Fi. They had Wi-Fi.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You're going to use the internet when you're on a camping holiday?
Well, we had to stay up with work. But we actually had two laptop computers, so one equipped with Microsoft Streets. It comes with a little GPS receiver that you plug into your laptop.
Yeah.
Now, we use that to supplement the built-in GPS navigation system, the Jeep Grand Cherokee we were testing out. And both of those are great, by the way. A navigation system, we got lost in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
Got totally turned around, and this thing got us out of a very rough-looking neighborhood. Car just kept, with its female voice, speaking instructions to us and getting us out.
It says, drive fast, go now, quick.
Well, there are certain street names that automatically I see it, I say, don't go there, right?
The only thing that was strange about it was that sometimes we made decisions using the laptop and the Microsoft system, which was more sophisticated. You could really, like, drill down right to the street name and right down to real details to go differently. And if we started denying the route that the car had programmed, it would first say in a sort of petulant voice, off course. Make right turn. Off course. Make right turn. And it would, and after a while, it would go silent. And then it would
accept. It was pouting, yes.
Yeah, it was
pouting.
And then it would accept the change you'd made, and then
reluctantly.
Yeah, reluctantly accept it, and then reprogram the course based on where you were.
And you could actually program in your mother-in-law's voice to make it really sound like home.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ask for directions from someone else. Don't want to listen to me. Huh? How many times we got to drive here together? This is the last trip I take with you two guys.
Have you ever wondered about people who have multiple wives, if they ever stop and think that they also have multiple mothers-in-law?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I keep telling my wife, I tell her, says, you get the better end of the deal. I mean, look at the mother-in-law you get compared to the one I'm stuck with.
You live dangerously. Now
well, of course, I ended up just like your Coleman stove, all black and blue.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. But do you have anything else you want to mention? Other products and neat, groovy gadgets and gizmos and stuff?
Well, yeah, there's a few that I can mention. One of the ones that Sony has just come out with is the location-free TV. Yeah. If you're away and you're near a place with internet access and you don't want to miss your favorite programs, This connects to your satellite box or your cable box, takes the signals and streams them over the internet to a small handheld LCD TV screen that, as long as you've got Wi-Fi access, it will pick up the signals over the web from your house and stream them to wherever you are.
Now, that's pretty cool. That's if you got the old media center, too. That'll help out with one of those things.
Exactly.
Technology while camping. You know, I'm still from the old school, mind you. I kind of like the idea of sitting around. Nothing like an August camping trip, because you get these sweatshirts and you sit in your lawn chairs or on a campfire at night. Nothing quite like that feeling among the tall pine trees and things. You know, you're bringing back some great warm memories for me, James.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, that's still what it's all about. I mean, ultimately, we bring all this technology, but in truth, I almost never use it, because once we get out here, once you get that fire on, and you're just smelling the trees and, swatting mosquitoes.
The sweet country air. Well, you know, you get one of these little torches going, and the mosquitoes, they stay away. I mean, they're remarkably effective at that. I did not get overly bitten. I mean, all my years as a kid, when we had these little torches, we filled them up with some little torch oil, and we just had them going all night. But it had this nice soft glow to it that it just made the whole experience that much nicer. Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the Travel World Radio Show, this particular edition, Steve.
Yes, another week has come and gone. Great destinations, great relaxing destinations from Vermont to the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Yeah, and James, we're looking forward to seeing you next week at our party.
I'll be there.
Oh, looking forward
to that. Looking forward, yeah. Lots of fun coming up next week.
We got the Loose Change Band going to be joining us in the backyard. Of course, I promised Gary that I would not tell anybody that it is his birthday next week. So.
Oh, well, no, I didn't hear it, did I?
Yeah.
That was good of you.
Yeah, that's very good of me. I end up running into that kind of trouble now and then again. So, this week we covered quite a bit of territory, including the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth, Basin Harbor Club, Vermont, and, of course, the Outer Banks, North Carolina, with our great friend, James Carless. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye this particular trip. That's it for the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm James Carless, somewhere off in the wilds of Ontario.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.